This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Just as trade seems to have disappeared from the top of the president's agenda, so too has infrastructure. Remember the campaign promise, right? Fixing roads and airports and bridges with a $1 trillion combination of public and private money. Now the president has told lawmakers he is not interested in that model anymore. Tom Scheck from the investigative group APM Reports has the story.
Trump's about-face came during a private meeting on the tax bill with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, says Democratic Congressman Brian Higgins of New York. He says the president, unprompted, bashed public-private partnerships, or P3s. That's when government cuts deals with investors to finance big projects.
He said that there were more troubles than there were. He went on for a couple of minutes about all the problems with public-private partnerships.
Higgins says Trump then pointed to Vice President Mike Pence and said P3s didn't work in Pence's home state of Indiana. The problems there include a northern Indiana toll road that declared bankruptcy. The state had to get a new operator. Plus, a plan to extend Interstate 69 in southern Indiana is facing huge delays. This stance is a major shift for the president. For nearly a year, Trump has pushed P3s as the key to paying for hundreds of projects across the country. He touted the approach during the campaign and at White House events, like this meeting of city and state officials in June.
My budget proposal includes a massive investment in new federal support for infrastructure. These dollars will be matched by significant private, state, and local dollars for maximum efficiency and accountability.
The White House did not respond to our questions as to why the administration may be reversing course or whether private investment has been taken off the table completely. Todd Herbergs runs the National Council for Public-Private Partnerships. He says P3s are an important tool. They can make more projects happen and faster than relying on direct government spending.
As an industry, we just want public entities, whether they be federal, state, local, to be able to use P3s as an option.
Critics of P3s say they result in fees and tolls to pay back the private money. That's unpopular with the public at large and puts an unfair burden on the poor. Donald Cohen is with a union-backed group called In the Public Interest. He's not convinced that Trump will take private finance off the table.
It's pretty challenging to do what they say they still want to do, meaning $1 trillion of infrastructure, without using private capital if they can't get the Congress to actually spend real money.
Meaning getting Congress to possibly raise taxes, particularly the gas tax, or to borrow money to fund infrastructure. Both are long shots. Trump's preference on how to pay for big projects may have changed, but the stalled status of his infrastructure plan remains the same. I'm Tom Scheck for Marketplace.